Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333. I come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I do this video for His glory alone. I have two very short messages that I would like to share with you all. The first one I received on February 16th of 2023, and I entitle it, Woe to Those Who Destroy My Earth. Right, here is that message. Woe to those who destroy my earth, for they will be destroyed. They have come against the creator and maker of the earth, and they will pay the ultimate price, their souls, if they do not repent. What they have done to others will now be done to them. What they have sowed, they will reap. They will answer to me personally, and they will not stand, but will bow and confess that I am the Lord of Lords and King of Kings, and not them. Their souls have become black, and their conscience seared. There is no remorse, only hate, for they have succumbed to the devil and his ways. Their acts have been revealed, for I know all, and I see all. They think they can hide from the Almighty God, but they have fooled themselves. They will be held accountable on Judgment Day. Their end will then be the lake of fire with their father, Satan. And that was the end of this very short message that I received. And the scripture to that is Revelation 11:18, and it says this, The nations were angry and your wrath came. Excuse me, let me say that again. The nations were angry and your wrath has come, and the time of the dead that they shall be judged, and that you should reward your servants, the prophets and the saints, and those who fear your name, great and small, and should destroy those who destroy the earth. Okay, the second message I received, and I don't have an exact date for it, it was a couple weeks ago in February of 2023, and it is to America, and I received this while I was praying. My people of America, they have become like my people from long ago, like Israel. They are stubborn, stiff-necked, and full of idolatry. They worship everything and everyone, but not me. I have sent warning after warning to awake them up to the truth, but they would not listen, for their hearts have become cold and callous. They have moved so far away from truth that it is no longer recognizable to them. They have become blind and cannot see. Therefore, they are being led astray by the hater of their souls, Satan. He is gaining victory over many who would be mine. However, though my remnant numbers shrink, I have given those who remain great power to accomplish all that still needs to be done in preparation for my kingdom coming. My small army will be a force against the enemy, and she, meaning she, the true church, will prevail. Like in the days of Elijah, who had great strength and destroyed hundreds of false prophets and performed miracles, so shall it be again. Little flock, do not be discouraged, for your time here is but a blink of an eye. Soon we will be together, and your suffering and pain will be over. It is important to know what time it is on the clock of eternity, so you can position yourselves accordingly. Now is the time to battle in the spirit, as the attacks come in like the waves of the sea. Put on the full armor, and let me be your deliverer and strong tower. Run to me for all things, and I will be your helper. Stay true, stay strong, and focus on the prize. Your heavenly friend and Savior, Jesus Christ. I will have a transcript of this in my blog, along with corresponding scriptures. I do want to read something that was sent to me concerning the full armor of God, because in this message, the Lord says to put it on, and you can read about that in Ephesians 6. But I did have, a sister who sent this to me, and she wasn't sure where she got it, so The author of this is unknown. The person who penned this is unknown. But it is a good prayer to pray to put on the full armor of God. So I'm going to go ahead and read this to you now. And again, this will be in my blog. Here's the prayer. Heavenly Father, your warrior prepares for battle. Today, I claim victory over the enemy Satan by putting on the whole armor of God. I put on the girdle of truth. May I stand firm in the truth of your word, so I will not be a victim of the enemy's lies. I put on the breastplate of righteousness. May it guard my heart from evil, so I will remain pure and holy, protected under the blood of Jesus Christ. I put on the shoes of peace. May I stand firm in the good news of the gospel, so your peace will shine through me and be a light to all I encounter. I take up the shield of faith. May I be ready for the enemy's fiery darts of doubt, denial, and deceit, so I will not be vulnerable to spiritual defeat. I put on the helmet of salvation. May I keep my mind focused on you so the enemy will not have a stronghold on my thoughts. I take up the sword of the Spirit. May the two-edged sword of your word be ready in my hands so I can expose the tempting words of the enemy. I take the heavy artillery of the weapon of prayer. May I continue to pray without ceasing so that I'm not deceived. And by faith, your warrior has now put on the full armor of God, and I am prepared to live in this today in spiritual victory. Amen and amen.